By the time he'd finished the shower and gone after the mountain man beard with scissors and a trimmer, until he at least appeared civilized, he wanted nothing more than to fall flat on his face on the full-sized bed. But that wasn't the mission. He couldn't just barge in on Percy and turn into an antisocial hermit. Not to mention, there was still the door to finish with. He'd dress and head downstairs to prepare them both a meal. It was the least he could do to make sure they both got fed properly. Maybe he could start a load of laundry to get rid of the last suggestions of homelessness. And he'd see what was what with his uncle. Percy was back in his chair, watching some cop show, when Ryan got downstairs.
I'm making supper.
If Percy heard, he didn't acknowledge. Shrugging, Ryan headed into the kitchen. The mess of dishes on the counter pricked at his military neatness. After he'd loaded what seemed like every glass and mug Percy owned into the dishwasher and started it, Ryan dug through the fridge and pantry. Pickings were slim. Coffee, powdered creamer, a half dozen eggs, stale bread, salsa, a moldy hunk of cheese, a few cans of stuff that had expired in the previous president's administration. He tossed those and shook his head. Damn. If this was all Percy had in the house, no wonder he was so thin. What had the guy been eating? Was it a money thing? Did he not know how to fend for himself without his wife to do all the domestic stuff? Ryan added trip to market to his running mental list. There ought to be enough cheese to salvage for an omelet. Percy wandered in as he was dumping the beaten eggs into a skillet.
What's that? Gonna be dinner? You should start a grocery list. I'll make a run tomorrow.
He nodded toward a notepad on the counter.
Could have ordered pizza. Is that what you've been eating on?
He added a few more items to the list himself. Percy shuffled over to pour himself a glass of water, then sank into one of the ladder-backed chairs at the kitchen table.
Sometimes. Don't much like cooking. Well, this won't be like Aunt Janie's cooking, but I don't think we'll starve. Kinda late, but... You want coffee? No. How long are you staying, son?
Ryan paused.
You trying to kick me out? Just asking a question. I don't know. I borrowed a truck from a buddy. It broke down a few miles outside town. The mechanic is supposed to get to it tomorrow, and he'll let me know how long it'll be. But I figured so long as I was crashing your hospitality, I could help out around the house.
Bushy gray brows drew together.
Help out? I'm no good at sitting still. The Army's made sure of that. I figure you've got some stuff that needs doing. A second set of hands or a younger back or whatever. Thought I'd earn my keep.
Ryan cut the omelet in half and slid each onto a plate. Percy eyed the food before lifting his gaze back to Ryan's.
Reckon we can come up with something.
Well, that was a start. Ryan would take it,